So as we saw in that clip, the eagle has to learn very early on how to fly without actually flapping their big, as we could see, and heavy wings, so as not to expend too much energy flapping during flight, as versus soaring without flapping their wings. So they have to wait for this wind thermal, as it's called, to come up so they can rise up and soar. So this verse from Zechariah, not by might, nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord. And just like that eagle learning how to fly on the wind thermals, we as born again, spirit-filled Christians have to learn how to fly on the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In other words, we must learn how to walk and fly with the anointing of the Lord. That anointing of God is that power of the Holy Spirit flowing and operating through us to accomplish what God wants us to do for Him in the here and the now. Not by our own power, because that is weak and limited, but by God's power, which is unlimited. It's limitless. So we must learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit in our daily lives, in discovering what God is calling you to do for Him. By being led by the Holy Spirit daily, we can fully accomplish everything that God wants us to accomplish for Him. Learning to be led by the Holy Spirit is based on our faith and belief in the Lord. Just as the eagle can stay perched on that edge of a cliff, he must take that leap of faith to fly, to catch and soar on those wind thermals that we were hearing about. If he doesn't take flight on the wind thermals, when they do come up, well, he'll stay perched on the ledge forever, which will result in him not swooping down and catching his prey to sustain his life. And in the same way, we must have enough faith and belief in him, in Jesus, in order to be led and empowered by that same Holy Spirit. And if we tither on the edge and do not take flight on the Holy Spirit and that divine call that God has placed on our lives, then nothing will happen. And his plans won't come to fruition. You probably have seen this before. It's everywhere, isn't it? Our church, it's our mission. Releasing that God-given potential. So let's not miss out on what God wants to give us. Let us place our faith, our belief, and our confidence in the Lord and His Holy Spirit to guide us and to empower us and to know His mission, that God-given purpose and potential released in each one of us, so we can take that mission to others, to our communities, and to know that the kingdom of God is at hand. So let me just recap really quickly. So we have God's provision. We have God's wisdom, his spiritual insight. We have God's actions at work. And we have the anointing of God's power, the Holy Spirit in our lives and in the life of the church.